It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We know you're used to hearing Wisconsin Life stories on the radio, but there is a Wisconsin Life on TV, too. And a new season begins next week on WPT and Milwaukee PBS. We're talking to host Angela Fitzgerald about some of the places she and her producers have visited or are visiting for this season. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what can we expect from this new season of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television?
Well, you'll expect to see more of what you've come to expect from Wisconsin Life. So we're going to showcase amazing people and places from around the state, stories on folks with a vast array of backgrounds and interests, including artists, musicians, and scientists, as well as your ability to explore the state with me.
With you. Now, you've actually done some of these. You have traveled around the state.
Yes.
I understand you went to the Crandon International Raceway.
I did.
Okay,
so that will be featured on the first episode. That was pretty amazing because of the international recognition that this space in Wisconsin has that I was learning about for the first time. And so they have all of these different racetracks. I got to ride in one, which it was a very stimulating experience, I will say. For those who are into that sort of thing, you'll be able to see it because they had cameras in the race car.
Did you feel like your head was going to come off? You were shaking so hard?
Absolutely. Mm. It felt like a roller coaster ride. And
yeah.
So I was just asking the driver so many questions, like, how do you guys do this? Like, one time was enough for me. But they're like, yeah, we do this a couple times every weekend. I'm like, wow.
How do you keep control of the car when it's shaking so much? Yeah.
They're just used to it.
Yeah.
So it was very, very interesting to be there.
We are talking about the TV version of Wisconsin Life, which is starting again next week. You know, it's September, so we're starting new series. We're going to take a glimpse in a moment from the show where we meet a young organist. Let's hear a part of that story right now.
Inside of the organ chamber, there are 4,040 pipes. And the reason that there are so many is that per each individual stop or sound on the organ, there is a pipe for each note of the keyboard or pedal board. They all reside in this movable chamber, and the whole thing weighs 174 tons. It is believed to be the largest movable object in any theater in the world.
That was a young organist. He sounded like he was 15. Tell me how old he is.
He's actually 26 years old, which is still pretty young, mm-hmm. I would consider, for someone in the orchestra.
And I assume that was him playing in the background.
Yes.
And where was this?
This was with the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
He plays for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants everyone to experience organ music. Is there a lot of organ music out there that he can play?
Well, I feel as though he tries to adapt maybe some other sounds to the organ. But I think just helping people to appreciate organ music in a way that maybe the everyday person doesn't.
Mm-hmm. This is your second year hosting the show.
Yes.
What are some of the other places that you guys visit this time around?
Well, one of the first locations where we actually had a shoot was in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Astronomical Society. They have an observatory in New Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. We were able to see pictures of the moon and things like that. Not actually pictures. We looked through their telescopes
right.
to view the moon. And we also, I guess, had more weather diversity, which is nice this season. Because last season, the introduction of me, the host, happened like in the spring, summer. And so all the shoots where you see me in person, the weather is beautiful. And we're like, wait a minute, Wisconsin doesn't look like this all year round. Where is the snow? So you get to see that when we're at the observatory, there's actually snow. We also went to Stevens Point for the Special Olympics, the Wisconsin State Special Olympics
wow.
Games. And then we went caving in Chilton, which I had one idea of what it meant to go into a cave. I'm thinking like, okay, Luray Caverns. I'm going to just walk through.
Right.
No, we were on our bellies and knees just kind of going through these really tight spaces. So really getting to see what caves are like versus the...
And what was that experience like when they said to you, you have to crawl through there?
Well, I was with a group of kids, so that added an element to it.
Mm.
So there was a youth group that was getting a tour as well. And so just kind of feeding off of their energy was great. I was looking overhead for things falling, but it was fun.
So this season, we also get to talk about trolley buses. What's
yes.
the Wisconsin connection on this?
And so the nice thing about our trolley connection is that we were featured in two different ways. And so Christina Pinston now is the owner of Hometown Trolleys, which is located in Crandon. So she is renowned for her trolleys that ship all around the world. We were able to go to Door County and actually take a tour on one of her trolleys in Door County and just see all of the wonderful lighthouses and things in that area.
We want to take a peek at this story. Also, let's listen to this.
It's an American history, for one thing. Trolleys are like an iconic form of transportation.
Christina's been making trolleys since she was a teenager, and the thrill has never worn off.
I feel like I'm going to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Christina sends hometown trolleys from Crandon, Wisconsin, to vacation spots around the country. And the result is always the same.
People will let city buses go by, but if they see a trolley, they'll wait and ride that trolley because it's fun and it's an experience.
It's fun and an experience. She also talked to you about the experience of making the trolleys and how she treats her employees.
Yes, and so she's a woman-owned business. She's very focused on creating a work environment that creates happy employees. So things like encouraging them to snowmobile to work, for example.
Awesome.
Things like that. And it has a very family-friendly feel, which you'll see in the clip.
We are talking to Angela Fitzgerald, who is the host of Wisconsin Life for TV, which is starting up again next week. On Fridays, we often talk here on the morning show about places and people that people can explore in the weekend. So tell me about the Dells of Eau Claire.
So the Dells of the Eau Claire are actually not even located in Eau Claire. They're located in Marathon County. And so we interviewed Dr. Keith Montgomery, who is a professor of geology and geography at UW-Marathon County. And he gave us the history of the Dells and how they originated because they haven't always been there. So to think about millions of years ago, what was there prior to our actually seeing the space.
We want to hear that now, too.
You know, we're standing here in the south unit of the park. It's very quiet. We're sort of inside the bend of the river here. But the rocks here tell us of a much more violent past. The rock type here in the first instance was a lava, and a very explosive lava, the type of lava you would find in some of the more explosive earthquakes on Earth, such as in the northwest United States. And then subsequently, as continents collided in this part of the world, well, 1.8 billion years ago, the continents had very different configurations. This part of the world was in a different latitude and longitude. But continents did collide here, and when they did, they ground up that rock.
I love geology. I'm just kind of picturing the continents colliding there. So this is the new season is starting next week on Monday. People have a chance to preview this first episode at a free screening. Tell me the details on that.
Yes. So we're very excited to be hosting this season, a premiere screening of our first episode of this upcoming season of Wisconsin Life. That will happen on Monday, September the 10th at 7 p.m. at the Madison Area Technical College Truex campus in their Mitby Theater. It's free admission, family-friendly. Bring the kids out and have a good time.
And if you can't make it Monday, talk to me about when the season starts and how long, when it runs, how long is it running?
So the season airs next Thursday night, September the 13th. So very, very excited about that, TGIT. It airs at 7 p.m. on WPT and at 7:30 p.m. on Milwaukee PBS.
And, of course, you can find the radio and television stories online at wisconsinlife.org. Angela Fitzgerald is host of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. She's also a faculty member at Madison College and a professional financial educator at Summit Credit Union. She helped to found the financial literacy network Brown Girl Green Money. Angela, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
You can also hear Angela on Central Time next week, the day the new season premieres, actually. Stay tuned to the Ideas Network for the latest Wisconsin Life. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.